Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be BIX recordings played by Lou Gold and his orchestra. Louis Milton Goldwasser was born in Lodz, Poland in 1885, died in Miami, Florida in 1950. He was a composer, pianist and band leader, very popular in New York City from the late 1910s to the early 1930s. His orchestra was an all-white band, as were most of the commercially successful bands in those days, due to the limitations placed on African-American musicians at the time, playing African-American music active at first during the late 1910s and early 1920s in live music venues, and later from the mid-20s through the 1930s, mostly in studio recordings, using several pseudonyms for the different labels. This that I'm reading is from Wikipedia. Over the years, the birth name of Louis Milton Goldwasser metamorphosed it first into Lou Gold, L-E-W, then Lou Gold, L-O-U, and finally into Louis M. Gould, the name that appears on his tombstone. 1932, and in his wife Doris A. Mabel Reynolds Gould, relocated to Miami, Florida, where he played at the Triton Hotel in Miami Beach for 7 years. Lou died in 1950 and his wife followed him in 1951. He worked with Benny Goodman, Vincent Lopez, Tommy Dorsey, Abe Lyman, and many others. I really don't know if the latest sentence that I read is correct or not. I looked up Lou Gold's discography in both the jazz records and the dance band discography by Brian Rust, and I don't see any connection with Benny Goodman, Vincent Lopez, Tommy Dorsey, or Abe Lyman. What I can tell is that he recorded prolifically, hundreds of recordings between 1924 and 1932, and occasionally he had some really good artists in his band, such as Red Nichols, Bobby Davis, Roy Johnston. He also had Annette Henshaw as one of his vocalists in a few of his recordings. All right, let's get going with the music. As I said, I don't have discographical information that is the names of the musicians in the recording, so I'll just play the recordings and give the dates when I know them. First, because my maybe don't mean maybe now. This is from June 11, 1928. That's one that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. It's a very nice tune by Donaldson. And I will follow that with High Up on a Hilltop. This is from September 21st, 1928. The vocalist here is Irving Kaufman. Many of the recordings that I'm going to play today are have Irving Kaufman as a vocalist. So here is Lou Gold, two tunes recorded by Bix, 1928.
Beautiful to see, there's a cozy cottage. cloudy when the day is dark. Stars are twinkling cloudy, you a setting star. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to see me. And there's a little lady there waiting for a share of joy. And together, happy as can be, high above the hilltop, that's heaven to me.
I forgot to mention two things. The vocalist in Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now is Irving Kaufman, and the quality of the sound in the recordings that I'm playing is really lousy. They come from the Archives organization. They probably are pretty bad to begin with because they are from the cheap labels. And in addition, then there is this Ripper that does a pretty bad job in transferring recordings for the Archives organization. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now I'll play first Who's Your Sweetheart? This is a tune that Bix recorded with Gene Goldcat. And then I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. That's one that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. I Can't Give You Anything But Love is from May 28, 1928. And Who's Your Sweetheart is from March 1927. I don't know the vocalist in Who's Your Sweetheart. The vocalist in I Can't Give You Anything But Love is Irving Kaufman again. So here is Lou Gold playing two big tunes. First, Who's Your Sweetheart, 1927. Then I Can't Give You Anything But Love, 1928.
Thank you. baby. That's the only thing I plenty of, baby. Dream a while, since you're the pine. Happiness, and I guess all the things you've always signed. But me, I'd like to see you looking well, baby. Diamond bracelets, cool web doesn't sell, baby. In that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
Many of his recordings, Lou Gold has pretty good soloists, and they do a pretty good job in general after the vocalist, and there are also interesting codas in there. Okay, let's continue now with the two recordings that Bix made with Paul Whiteman, first in My Bouquet of Memories. This is Lou Gold on April 3rd, 1928, and then Louise. That's either late 1928 or early 1929. Both of these have Irving Kaufman as the vocalist. Louise, of course, is the Maurice Chevalier standard, and it was recorded by many, many bands. So here is Lou Gold, two Bix tunes in My Bouquet of Memories, and Louise, 1928.
My sweet forget-me-not in my bouquet of memories. I kiss each blossom rare when night appears. I keep them fresh and fair with lonely tears. I miss you with a dawn. Why must there be a thorn in my bouquet of memories? Thank you.
to Twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?
Next two recordings are first Reaching for Someone. That's from June 7, 1929, one that Biggs recorded with Paul Whiteman. And then Take Your Tomorrow. I Don't Have a Date. It's one that Biggs recorded with Frank Tom Bauer. In both of these, the vocalist is Irving Kaufman again. Here is Gold, first in 1929 and then somewhere around 1928 or so. Next two recordings are first Reaching for Someone. That's from June 7, 1929, one that Biggs recorded with Paul Whiteman. And then Take Your Tomorrow. I Don't Have a Date. It's one that Biggs recorded with Frank Tom Bauer. In both of these, the vocalist is Irving Kaufman again. Here is Gold, first in 1929 and then somewhere around 1928 or so.
Reaching for someone and not finding anyone there.
I'll wind up this set of recordings that Bix made, but this presentation is by Lou Gold and his orchestra. I'll have changes from November 24th, 1927, and then Louisiana from July of 1928. The vocalist in changes is Harold Miller. The vocalist in Louisiana is Scrappy Lambert. Both of these were recorded by Bix with Paul Whiteman. So here is Lou Gold, first in 1927, then 1928, recordings that Bix made with Paul Whiteman.
Thank you.
Modern musicians, I chose two recordings by Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. I read from my review of the CD titled Martin Scorsese Presents the Aviator Music from the Motion Picture, Sony Columbia CK93628. And in the review, I say, for several decades, Vince Giordano has distinguished himself as a jazz scholar, collector, musician, and band leader. Vince's profound knowledge and appreciation of jazz and dance band music and of its history are reflected in his faithful reinterpretations and recreations of music from the 1920s and 30s. It is regrettable that Vince is given credit for only three tracks in the liners for the CD. And the two tracks that I want to play are first Shake That Thing, a highly dynamic rendition of this 1925 tune based on a stock arrangement by Arthur Lang, and that was utilized by the Abe Lyman Band for their 1926 recording. Vince doctored the stock arrangement so as to emulate the Lyman recording, and there are terrific hot solos by several members of the band: John Eric Kelson, trumpet; Brad Shigeta, trombone; Dan Levinson, clarinet; Tom Roberts on piano. Vince plays the bass with technical virtuosity and great enthusiasm. He drives the whole band to perform at their best. The next tune is I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, and the vocalist is Rufus Wainwright, and the accompaniment by Vince Giordano's Nighthawk is sassy and brassy. It is based on the arrangement by Ferdy Groffé for the 1922 recording of the tune by Paul Wildman and his orchestra. The arrangement was modified and edited by Vince and Tom Roberts. There is an excellent turn by violinist Sky Steele, subbing for Andy Stein, and he imparts to his solo a somewhat burlesque quality. London Wainwright sings. I will remind you that there is a documentary about Vince Giordano titled There's a Future in the Past. If it is played in a city near where you live, I highly encourage you to go and see this documentary. So let's listen then to Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks in two soundtracks from the Aviator CD. First, I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, then Shake That Thing.
Teachers, let me tell you, there are a lot of features of the dance that carry you through the gates of heaven. It's madness to be always sitting around in sadness when you could be learning the steps of gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just six or seven. Begin today, you'll find it's nice, the quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do, simply say as you go, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going to get there at any price, stand aside, I'm on my way. I've got the blues and up above it's so fair, shoes go on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day.
hope you have enjoyed this program of Bix recordings played by Lou Gold and his orchestra. It is always useful and instructive to compare the recordings that Bix made with those that other bands made of the same tunes. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.